Welcome back to More Money Minutes for Doctors. Today we're going to be talking about four tax rules for IRA contributions. Catherine Vesnes here. I'm the CEO and founder of MD Financial Advisors. And today we're going to be talking about that fatal day, tax day. It's quickly approaching. And I'm wondering if you funded your traditional deductible IRA for 2023 yet. So today we're going to go over four rules for funding IRAs and filing your taxes. And if you're a resident or fellow, or even have children who are working, pay very special attention today, because there could be some tips for you that'll be very important to your future. Now, for further questions, or if there's something you'd like us to cover in a future episode, please, please reach out to us. You can do that by sending us an email at info@mdfinancialadvisors.com. And of course, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on social media. And that way we can get the information we talk about here today out to more and more doctors and help them with a better financial future. All right, back to our topic. The rules that we're covering today are important to note if you're planning on contributing or have already contributed to your traditional deductible IRAs for 2023. Now, let's be frank, not all doctors can claim their IRA contributions as tax deductions, and that's because they either make too much money or they have a plan at work, a retirement plan like a 401k or a 403b. So if you, or maybe even your spouse, have a retirement plan at work and you exceed certain income limits, your ability to deduct an IRA is going to be limited. But note, if you do not have a retirement plan at work, you can deduct your contribution no matter how much your income is. So, hello, there might be a few doctors out there that are making $300,000 or $400,000 a year. Maybe they're working for a small practice and they don't even have a retirement plan at work. If that's the case, they can still deduct a traditional IRA. Now, for 2023, the limits are $6,500 if you're under 50 years of age. If you're over 50, you can deduct $7,500. Good news is in 2024, they go to $7,000 if you're under 50 and $8,000 if you're over 50. So let me give you a couple examples here of the filing status. So if you're single and you make less than $73,000, this is what's called modified adjusted gross income. So it's a little bit less than your gross income. But if you make less than $73,000 for 2023, you can go ahead and deduct that full amount, that full $6,500. On the other hand, if you're married and you're filing joint, you make less than $116,000, that's once again your adjusted gross income, then you too can also take a full deduction. If you've got any questions about those, whether you are under the limit or not, make sure that you check with your tax professional. Now, keep in mind, Roth IRA contributions are never deductible, unfortunately. But that's the way that they are, because, as you know, we think of Roth contributions as paying your taxes up front and therefore getting tax insurance. So a couple of quick tips on this for your IRA contributions in 2023. First of all, there are no extensions. So yes, you can get an extension on filing your taxes, but you cannot get an extension on funding your IRAs. And that's because all funding for 2023 must be completed no later than April 15th. Now, this is the same for traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. The next tip is, what if you file before the funding date? Well, you know what, if you wanted to file early, but you haven't finished your contributions for 2023, you can still do so. So maybe even if you filed for last year and you didn't consider doing an IRA contribution, you could still go ahead and make that contribution. Note that if you didn't deduct it on your tax returns, you probably are going to need to file an amended return. Still might be a good thing to do, because you still could be saving money on your taxes, even though it might cost you a little bit to file an amended return. So when filing, you can claim the deduction based on what you will file for 2023 before April 15th. Just make sure you work with your financial professionals to make sure you get everything done properly and, of course, on time. And finally, there are no age limits. So before the SECURE Act, there used to be an age limit on contributing to traditional IRAs, even if you were working, which, of course, seems terribly unfair. But this was changed. So now, as long as you are working, you can fund either both a Roth or a traditional IRA assuming, of course, you follow the rules that we talked about before with your incomes or whether or not you've got retirement plans at work. I think this is incredibly important because we're going to have more and more doctors doing side gigs into their 70s and their 80s, who knows, maybe even into their 90s, which means they could still be doing deductible IRAs. Now, there's a little bit of a twist here. Keep in mind that even though they can still make this deductible traditional IRA in their 70s, 80s, or 90s, as long as they're still working and they can justify those payments, they still are going to have some required minimum distributions. So there is going to be a bit of one hand putting money into the savings for retirement, and then the other, based on what the IRS wants you to do, taking the money out and paying taxes on it. So once again, work with your accountant to see if this is going to be a really good plan for you. So in conclusion, whether you've already funded for 2023 or you're still planning to do so, you should be aware of these rules. And if you have questions about how these rules could be impacting you or whether you still need to fund your IRAs, please reach out to us or your CPA, your tax professional. And obviously, clients, if you're unsure whether you've funded for 2023, you can always reach out to us at any time and we'll confirm whether you've made that contribution or not. All right, in closing, please follow us on social media. I would consider that very important to my personal goal, which, as many of you who follow me know, I'm incredibly motivated to make sure all of our doctors have a sense of peace and security about their financial future. So even if you're not a client, please pass this on to your colleagues if you think it would be helpful. And as you know, we always welcome your questions and topics for future issues. You can send those our way too. And if for some reason you're not one of our beloved clients and you'd like a second opinion on your financial health, you can do that by emailing us at info@mdfinancialadvisors.com. So finally, remember, take care of yourself, plan, protect, and you will prosper.